I keep learning that this podcast is listened to by a surprisingly large number of people in local government, decision makers and other influencers and so on. And that's why I've chosen the topic here for this short podcast, which is that as we move towards secession, civil war, and the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the current U.S. empire, it's really critical that at the local level, state leaders think about the replacement currency plans. Now, I know that in the state of Texas, there are quite a number of people in positions of political power who are already pretty far along in thinking about a replacement currency. And so I feel confident that Texas would be able to roll that out. It would not be without some pain and some disruptions, but it's doable. You can create a new currency. And then there are states that aren't thinking about that at all. States probably like Massachusetts or California, you know. All they're thinking about is tyranny. And so they will be completely unprepared when the dollar collapses and the banking system fails, and they will be in a state of absolute chaos. Now, here's why this matters so much. The states that choose the correct type of currency replacement system will experience, very quickly, a golden age. Now, what creates a golden age of real economic abundance, which also translates into freedom and happiness, and ultimately also power, you know, military power, economic power? The answer is very simple. Low taxation and an honest money system that can't be counterfeited by the government itself. That's something that very few governments have ever actually pursued because they always want to print money. But because governments can print money right now, that money is becoming completely worthless. That's what's happening to the dollar. It's being printed into oblivion. And as the memory of the collapse of the dollar is fresh in the minds of the people across America, they will not be very open to another currency that could also be counterfeited and printed into oblivion. People will lose their entire life savings as the dollar collapses. People will lose their investments in treasuries, for example. They'll lose their bank accounts as the bank bail-ins take place. People are going to only trust in something that can't be counterfeited. Now, there's a way to do that with a government-issued currency that is partially backed by gold. And that's actually very practical and it's scalable. So let's say, for example, if the state of Texas rolls out its own Texas currency, and I don't know what you would call them. I jokingly say Texas bucks or Longhorns, Longhorn coins. I don't know. We could have fun with that one. But if it's even just partially backed by precious metals, and remember that Texas has its own gold and silver vaults where you can go deposit gold and silver and it's protected by the state and so on. This already exists. But if a new currency is backed at least partially by gold and silver, let's say 20%, 25% or more, then that's going to create faith. Faith in the solvency of the currency. Now, it doesn't mean that a state can't create more currency, but if it does, it has to buy more gold, you see, to back it up. It has to have physical gold vaulted and audited, and those audits have to be legit. They have to be shared with the public because that's going to be required for the public to have faith in the gold backing of the currency. So if the government of Texas wanted to print another, let's say, $1 billion, well, it's going to have to buy $250 million worth of gold to put in the vault to back the $1 billion of currency that it prints. You see what I mean? If it's a ratio of 25%. What this also means is that citizens of the state can, of course, redeem their dollars or Texas bucks or whatever they are for the gold. And of course, you would want to have a fixed ratio of pricing so that 1 ounce of gold is worth, or 1 gram of gold, depending on just how you want to define it, is worth X amount of the Texas bucks. You could set it at, frankly, whatever level you wanted to start with, because you're launching a whole new currency. But let's just say that you said every ounce of gold is worth 1,000 Texas bucks, let's say, and that's the ratio. Well, that's great. Then we can reestablish trade. people know what a Texas buck is worth. Banks can recalibrate. You know, we can rebuild the economy based on that ratio. And people who have gold and silver that they're sitting on right now can even, frankly, they can turn in if they want, you know, voluntarily. They can show up with gold and say, give me Texas bucks, if they want. Or they can do the reverse. Here's a bunch of Texas bucks, give me gold. Either way should be supported by the government. Under this kind of system, where the government is low taxation and the government is not printing money like crazy and devaluing the currency, the level of abundance that would rapidly develop in the state would be, it would almost look like a miracle, an economic miracle. And that's because people are willing to work as long as they get to keep what they've earned. And that's why right now so many people are not working, because so much of it is confiscated by the federal government. And then you have so many incentives to stay on welfare and not work, unemployment insurance and so on, all the benefits, especially benefits for illegals, that it actually pays more for a lot of people to not work than it does to work. So, of course, they're not going to work. Well, that's got to change. So, as you have secession, the breakup of the United States, you launch new state currencies, you radically reform the whole welfare system. You don't pay people to not work. You reward people for working by letting them keep what they earn, most of it, almost all of it. In fact, you don't need an income tax. You don't need an income tax at all to fund the Texas state government. How would you fund the Texas government? Well, it's pretty easy. You tax energy exploration out of the state, which is already in place. You just keep those taxes in place. You shrink the size of government. You might put a statewide or nationwide, if it's the new Republic of Texas, you might put a small retail sales tax, which taxes consumption, but not production. You don't have an income tax for individuals or for corporations. You could use tariffs, potentially, if needed, in certain ways, although that is a barrier to trade, but that can be feasible in order to protect the domestic economy and also raise funds for the government. So tariffs do have a role to play. I know it's called protectionism, but actually certain targeted tariffs make a lot of economic sense if you want to have a domestic economy and, you know, protect your domestic infrastructure or your industrial base. Tariffs can actually make a lot of sense. So you don't need a state tax, an income tax. You don't need a corporate tax. You might not even need a sales tax. You keep government small and lean, and you end most of the welfare, except in, you know, extreme circumstances where a humanitarian case, you know, you don't want people to have no options, but you don't reward people to not work. And then what you're going to see is you're going to see entrepreneurs from all across the former United States of America moving to Texas to launch new business ventures in Texas because they get to keep what they earn. It'll be a revolutionary idea. Move to Texas, keep what you earn. Wow. Wait a minute, you mean I can launch a business and not be harassed by all these inspectors and regulations and EPA and all that bull crap? You mean I can run a business and keep what I earn? Yes, welcome to Texas. Make sure you bring a rifle with you. Bring a rifle, bring some ammo, start a business, keep what you earn. What's not to like, right? We have energy, we have food, we have soil, we have labor resources, we have tech, we have medicine, we have space age technology, advanced applied materials. You know, we've got everything in Texas. If only we could keep what we earn, Texas would be the new hub of abundance, a golden age of innovation and entrepreneurship and financial wealth for the entire former United States of America, because California's days are over. California will be eclipsed by Texas. And choosing the right form of currency is critical in this process. So for those of you listening who have influence in government, remember, honest money creates abundance. Abundance creates liberty. Honest money requires gold. And printing money is not a way to create real economic abundance. Printing money is just theft from the people. Our current system is going to collapse. Be prepared. The new systems that are erected in its place will determine the fate of the new nation states that arise out of the ashes of the collapse of the U.S. empire. Those that choose counterfeit currencies that can be printed will suffer the same collapse yet again, Venezuela style. Those that choose honest currencies backed by gold and that operate low taxation governments that allow people to keep what they earn, they will experience incredible economic abundance. It's very simple. So spread the word, folks. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America and God bless Texas. Take care, everybody.
Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and 1s. That's a stack of 1s. This is 1/1,000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations, so it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site. We do earn a little bit off your purchase there, but what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here, this is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real. It's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 100 and, what was it, typically 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet. And then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool. And then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got from a low of 102.89% or 101.96%. That's the lowest to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands, that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful, that people instantly love, they recognize this, they see, wow, that's gold, and they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold, just kind of made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers. Goldbacks are your answer. So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com, and there you can purchase goldbacks, and you can help support this platform at the same time because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins, and I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200. Gold's skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs, which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold because it's better than just 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it. It fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse. A lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable, but you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So There you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research, and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. That this is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick. And it's much larger than the one. Because there's 51 thousandths of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier. It's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51 thousandths of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the gold-backed company. And this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people. And it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a 1 ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support. Get ready because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.